folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, man, it's crazy because I come in and I always have this big pile of stories, and I go through them and I kind of rank them in order of what I for sure want to get to, and I have two that are just so nutty that I'm just going to share them. There was a guy that was hired on a Thursday, fired on a Sunday, and then tried to kill his boss 2 hours later.
Oh.
It was just not a fortunate few days for this guy. A 23-year-old guy was hired at an aluminum manufacturing company in Florida. He was fired 3 days later for throwing around supplies and dropping his tools on the ground. So he gets hired on Thursday, fired on Sunday. He's so mad, he came back and tried to kill his boss. He showed up with a gun, chased his boss out of the building. You know that boss's butt was puckered. Can you imagine? Somebody comes with a gun?
Oh.
The boss jumped into his car. The guy started firing. He put 5 bullets into the car. None of them hit the boss. And the guy was arrested for attempted murder, so no one got hurt.
Wow.
Wow.
But that's a pretty bad run. That's pretty bad. Just a bad week for that dude. Now he's in jail forever. Goes and has to get a new job. Probably lost his other job. So he gets fired. Goes and gets a new one. Gets fired again. Attempted murder somebody. Now he's in jail. Yeah. Oof. That's a bad run, boys. I've seen some bad runs. That's a bad
run. Bad boys. Bad boys.
So there's that one. Here's another one. Experts have revealed that women deal with hardship better than men and are more likely to survive extreme crises over men. Amy, what do you think about that?
Man, I feel like maybe I'm starting to see how that makes sense if I think about it for a second, because my husband, I'm just thinking in our family, he keeps it all in and keeps it, internalizes it. And that, I think, can build up and be worse for you over time. Whereas I express everything that I'm going through and I share my emotions and I'm vulnerable, so I can get it out and maybe heal faster. It's probably more toxic to keep it in.
I wonder, because they talk about extreme crisis here and how women are better. I wonder if childbirth makes women so much stronger. You guys have to deal with something that we don't. And it's awesome and equally as crazy hard. Like, you have to, like, throw a baby out of your woo-woo hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, and I would put our monthly cycle right up there with that every
month. That's true, too.
Y'all do
That's
not have to too. Deal with that on the regular every 28 days, 26 sometimes, 32, you know, give or take. But it, maybe because this month for me was, like, so brutal. I was, like, curled up in a ball on the floor, like, in so much pain. And not every month is like that. Yeah. It's crazy. Some months are super intense, and others are like, oh, wow, okay, not too bad. But I just, And men will just never understand that. Just like we won't understand what it's like for you guys.
Yeah, getting hit in the junk. Yeah,
sure.
You don't know. So
if that's what you want to compare it to, because that happens every month.
For me, it does. I make sure someone hits me right there just so I remember.
For seven days in a row?
Just in honor of all the women in my life, I have one of my friends come up every day for a week and just thump me right in my junk. And I go, that's for you ladies. Because I just want to feel it, you know?
Yeah, wow.
They say that on this story, they say that one of the main reasons is estrogen, because the hormone has a unique ability to boost a woman's immune system and can give almost a superpower when it comes to health and when it comes to adrenaline.
That's interesting. Okay.
That is interesting, right?
I like that.
Anyway, I had that story in the pile here.
You probably have some estrogen up in you.
Oh, do I? Do I, Amy?
Do men have it? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if only... I mean, I don't know if it's just produced by the ovaries. Because, I mean, women, we have testosterone.
I might have ovaries. Who knows?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Today is the 17th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. In other news, more than a million people in the path of Hurricane Florence are ordered to evacuate. There's been states of emergency declared. It's going to be on the East Coast on Thursday. And finally, in recall news, there's a recall on cat and dog food. The brand is Steve's Real Food. It can make your animals sick. Take it back for a full refund.
So, Amy, you and your husband got a couples massage?
Yeah, it was his birthday, so I just booked a normal massage, nothing crazy. But about halfway through it, she said, okay, I'm going to stop and do some energy work. And I was like, okay, energy work. So for about 15 minutes, she just sat there with her fingers on my temples, barely pressing, like barely pressing. Then she moved, and this is all in that 15 minutes. She went from temples to behind my ears to my shoulders. And when I tell you there was no massaging of my temples, it was just pressed like a little teeny tiny bit of pressure where she's not having to work at all. So in my head, I'm like, is this energy work or is she taking a break? Because it was right in the middle of the massage. And then she went back to massaging and it was fine. And so I didn't know if I was being sold some, like she didn't really have energy work going on. She was just tired. But it felt like she was sending me good vibes through my temples. But I don't know. And I didn't know if this is real or a scam. Let me show you how hard she was pressing.
Oh, boy.
Let me show you.
Let me see if I feel any energized.
Okay.
By the way, are you sure she didn't say it was saving her energy work?
She said now.
Okay, go ahead. Amy's walking behind me.
No,
she has her hands on my head.
Energy work on.
Go ahead. Oh, I did. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I do kind of like that.
And then, hold on.
Ooh.
Wait, you're not moving your fingers, Amy.
I know.
All she did was hold her hands on you
and she just charged
you for that?
What? And it was for 15 minutes. But she was like,
did you start laughing?
She was like, I think we cleared out a lot of stuff.
Amy's standing behind me touching my back.
Yeah, Amy, you got scammed.
Wow, did I just get
clear? She goes, I really feel like we cleared out and opened up some space in there. In between my temples and behind my ears and my shoulders.
Did you believe it?
No, that's why I'm bringing it to y'all. Like, nothing feels different about me, really, other than it's kind of like she took a 15 break in the middle of the massage. Well, but she sold it as I was lucky enough to be with someone that did energy massage, which wasn't massaging. It was touching my temple.
Well, I did a massage once and I got a kiss on the forehead.
Well, I think she liked you.
Or she did that to everyone.
Wait, wasn't she like 80?
Yeah. And she kissed me on my forehead.
That's bizarre.
That was weird.
We did the thing, and then she goes. I was like, wait, what? That was a joke. It was like you. When you went there, you were like, wait, is this real?
Yeah.
How did you not laugh while she was just holding her fingers on you?
I didn't want to ruin the energy. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Yep. The game is easy. I will play you a sound. You have to identify what the sound is.
Ooh.
Now, we played this before and Eddie won. I'm just going to play a sound. These are all back-to-school sounds. Ready? Sound number one. Listen closely. Lunchbox did not like that sound.
No, he pulled his
headphones off there. There you go. Would you guys like to hear that again?
No.
I'm good.
I'm
absolutely
in.
Not.
Okay. One more time.
Oh, stop.
Crank it up.
I'm in for the win.
Okay, let's go over to Amy. Amy, what do you have there?
That is writing on a chalkboard.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
That's chalk on a chalkboard.
Eddie?
Chalk on a chalkboard.
It is chalk on a chalkboard.
Stop it.
Everybody gets 1 point.
Whoa.
Thanks for playing that again, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'd like to hear it again in a song. All right. Number two, name this sound. Now, I need you to be specific here. Listen closely. Okay, I have the answer written in front of me. You got to get that answer.
I'm in.
Ooh. Okay. I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Zipping up a backpack.
Lunchbox?
Zipping a backpack.
Eddie?
I put unzipping your backpack.
I'll accept all those answers.
Yeah.
Nice work, team.
Woo-hoo!
It says backpack zipper is the official answer written down.
Perfect.
You got it. All right, listen to this one for the win. Name this classroom sound.
Can I just yell it in first so I can win?
No.
I'm in for the win.
No.
I got it.
Amy.
An electric pencil sharpener.
Lunchbox?
That's the pencil sharpener!
Hey?
I love these things, electric pencil sharpener.
Wow, we have a tie. Okay, one final one.
Yeah!
Woo!
Tiebreaker, all you have to do is say your name to buzz in.
All right, we're ready to play.
You ready? Just say your name as your buzzer. Well, here we go. 3, 2...
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox?
Crumbling on the paper!
Woo!
Yeah!
Good morning, everybody. Hey,
and they stay there.
And they stay there.
And they stay there.
Very good. Big win this morning.
Stay in school.
Wait, what?
Stay in school.
Why are you yelling things like edumacation and stay in school?
Because this was all school sounds.
School
sounds. Stay in school, you'll be like that.
Hey.
What's up?
I graduated top 50% of my high school.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Nice work. Bobby
Bones Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Eric Church gave fans yet another taste of his new album. He released a song called Higher Wire.
Yeah. I'm going to play it. Have you already had it?
No, I've not.
It's wild, man.
Do you like it?
It's wild, okay. Man. You know, I love this Eric Church
yeah,
album that
do.
Doesn't exist yet. But it's wild. Yeah. Man. Come on, that's rock
hey,
and roll,
that's
man.
That's great.
That's rock and roll. He's breaking the rules. He's breaking the rules. Amy was a little weird about it.
Yeah.
He was like, he goes on too much. And I was like, that's all breaking the rules.
I did think that CD was skipping, though.
Yeah, I know. I was like, is this thing broken?
What else, Morgan, number two?
Carrie Underwood shared her new Sunday night football theme along with a new song called Game On.
Was this on this week? On Sunday Night Football?
I guess I missed it.
Yeah. I didn't get to see this
yeah,
week.
You were busy.
Yeah, I was doing Miss America. That's right. Yeah. Which, by the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
No, so Blake Shelton revealed that he's kind of like all of us. Gwen Stefani will cook him like salad and salmon to eat, but instead he'll eat mac and cheese and chicken nuggets that she makes for her kids.
You know, good for Blake. What, who's Blake trying to impress anymore?
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Bobby Bones.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A pizza shop in Indiana has found a way to help homeless and people that can't necessarily afford food in their community. At 8th Street Pizza in New Albany, they now allow diners to pay whatever they can.
Oh, wow.
Love
These
it.
Are always amazing to me because I do think that I would pay price, maybe even more, because I feel like there'd be others who couldn't pay it that I want to make up for what they couldn't pay. And I'd like this business to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder about someone like Lunchbox who does fine, has a nice life. What would you pay, Lunchbox?
Free $3.99. I'd pay $0, yeah. 0 cents.
Yeah,
why? But, it's
you're
optional.
You're not allowing the system to work. What they're trying to do is to create an environment where people who can give more pay more, and people that can't can, you know, still come in and maybe they offer things around the shop they can do to help clean up because they want to have dignity-based stuff, like not just free handouts.
I have no problem picking up my dishes when I'm done. I will put them in whatever container at the exit. Let's just say I go by there one day and I happen to forget my wallet.
Okay.
I mean...
But you would really do that?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Shout out. What's the name of the place, Sam?
8th Street Pizza.
Hmm. Used to be a good place on 7th up there, though. I have no idea. All right, thank you, Amy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Coloma, Michigan. 7 classmates buried a time capsule 30 years ago. So they got back together to dig it up, you know, outside the high school. Spent hours and hours. Can't find it.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
They can't find it. They spent hours all day digging. They have no idea where it is.
What happened to it?
They maybe have marked the wrong spot.
Oh, that's bad.
No.
So they had a big reunion 30 years later to unveil this capsule. Like, oh, this is going to be so cool.
Oh, no.
Can't find it.
Is that their fault?
I think so.
Can you imagine, though? They're like, it's got to be here somewhere. Just keep digging.
All right. They're your boneheads.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby. Yeah, we got a big announcement tomorrow. That's pretty exciting.
Big announcement.
Why don't we play the game now? This is Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, my co-host and friend of, 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
friend first, then I brought her in as co-host, versus Lunchbox, who, by the way, is my longest-running show partner of everyone on the show.
Hoo.
Yeah, look at this guy over here.
I thought you guys were going to hoo.
He was a delivery driver for Jason's Deli whenever I met him. Also not in radio. None of us. None of you guys. Look at you guys. Just a big old team of friends. Okay, Amy versus Lunchbox. What happens is I will ask Amy, my female co-host, three dude questions.
Yep.
I will ask Lunchbox, my dude co-host, three female questions. All right. And question number one. Amy. Question number one. If a car has a V8 engine, that means the engine has eight what?
Cylinders.
Wow. I'm going to tell you, I didn't know that.
Really?
I don't know crap about cars, though.
I used to have a Mustang.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Fun fact.
Wow. Amy.
It was only V6, though.
Dana White is the president of what sports organization? Dana White.
Dana. I feel like I've heard y'all talk about a Dana before. Something makes me want to say wrestling. I don't think it's football, because that guy's, I would know his name if you said it.
What organization? Need an answer, please.
The WWE?
No, I'm sorry. You're close,
WWF?
Though. It was the UFC.
UFC? Shoot, I should have just said wrestling.
No, when it counted.
Okay.
That's MMA. UFC's MMA.
Okay.
All right, question number three, Amy. A power saw. I don't think about saws either. Guys, listen.
I was like, a poker saw? Bones, I don't even know what that is.
I'm the least masculine dude you're ever going to meet.
Oh, gosh.
A power saw with a rapidly rotating toothed disc is called a what? A power saw with a rapidly rotating toothed disc.
Toothed?
Is called a what?
The tooth saw.
Oh, the tooth saw.
Yeah.
Show me tooth saw. No, I'm sorry.
The table saw?
It is a buzz saw.
Oh, buzz.
Nah. Let's go over to the Lunchbox now.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you get three questions about ladies.
Bring it on. I know the ladies.
Vera Wang.
Yeah.
Is best known for designing what?
That's easy. Dresses, yo.
Wow.
Come
is he right?
On.
Does he need to be specific?
Is he right?
No, wedding dresses. Fine. You want
Wow.
You want to come with that? I know Muffin Girl Vera.
Right.
Damn.
Wedding dresses. Okay. Lunchbox.
There's a lot of celebrities wearing the Vera Wang.
Lunchbox, who was named the sexiest man alive by People Magazine in 2017? So last year's sexiest man alive.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
No,
show me George Clooney. No, it was Blake Shelton.
And I'm just
that's
the
right.
Guy with the girl wants
and all these people who don't like country music were haters. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
There was all these like jokes online.
Yeah, they were mean. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
For the win.
Okay.
Who wrote The Notebook?
Huh? Who wrote it? Okay. Well, if I remember this movie
for the win,
that was Sarah Silverman.
She wrote it, huh?
Yep.
This is so not her personality.
Sarah Silverman, huh?
Yep.
Interesting. How sure would you say you are? 1 to 10.
I'd say probably about an 8.
Show me Sarah Silverman. No. Nicholas Sparks wrote the notebook.
Second guess.
They're
tied, Bones.
Tiebreaker. Give me the tiebreaker music. Ladies and gentlemen, Amy, over to you. What's the name of the award given to the most outstanding player in college football?
Heisman Trophy.
Oh, you've already put that aboard?
It's right.
Wow, Amy.
Did I get the same question?
No.
Oh,
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Name the style of manicure in which the fingernails are painted pale pink with a white band.
That's easy, French.
That's right.
This guy.
Like the fact that you knew Vera Wang and French manicure.
What's happening with this
show?
He
knows the ladies.
I know the ladies.
I wear Vera Wang when you guys aren't looking. And I have French manicure.
Check out my toes.
All right, one general knowledge question.
Oh, I like just when we go general
just
knowledge.
Just for the championship.
Wow.
Yep.
Speed round. What is the state capital of Florida?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Ooh, that's Jacksonville.
No.
What?
No. And they, and they're big affiliate, big listener.
Amy thought it was Jacksonville,
Amy,
too.
No, she didn't. Amy, go ahead.
Tampa?
No. Sorry. Wow. I apologize to all of our Florida listeners. Okay, let's do another one. By the way, it is Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
That's right.
Really?
Late, home of the Seminoles.
Oh.
That's right. No, you can't get them back now. Though. Okay. They all hate you. Okay, one more question.
Yeah, give me another capital.
Tiebreaker.
Music. Okay.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's the state capital?
Oh, gosh. Why are you going to
don't get all angry?
Because it's very down the middle. What's the state capital of Missouri?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
That is Branson. Yeah!
Amy.
St. Louis.
I got it. All Columbia.
Right. Okay, folks. We're just going to wrap this game up. There was a tie in the NFL this week.
And yes, now there was.
There's a tie in Amy versus Lunchbox.
Where was it?
Springfield.
Oh, Springfield.
Oh, Samson's done.
Sorry, guys. Geography, not my thing.
Yeah. Branson, shout out.
They're all listening, too.
All right, one more.
Yeah!
Amy versus Lunchbox.
Ooh, give me another capital.
Who is on the penny?
Lunchbox. Hey.
Lunchbox.
Lincoln.
There he is. And here's this is his sneaking music. We'll play again tomorrow. There he is, Lunchbox.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It is the 17th anniversary of September 11th. So later on in the show, I think it'd be fitting if we just went around and told stories about where we were when that happened, because I remember it so vividly. And I think we'll have a time too to share our appreciation for the first responders. So. Yeah, that'll be happening a little later. Just want to make sure you guys know. If you want to listen around for that, we'll do that probably in, 80 minutes or so.
Okay.
Because it shook me as a kid. I remember it. I mean, I was in the school library. I remember it so vividly. So that's coming up. I don't want anyone to think we're not talking about that, because we are. We're just trying to find a really good place where we can just sit and talk about it and not have to rush,
Yeah.
So that's later. I did mention this story that you guys know who Post Malone is, right?
Yep.
So, Post Malone, here's the song right here. Armed suspects thought they attacked Post Malone's home, but he moved out a few months earlier.
Oh.
They had targeted him, and they went in. Three male suspects broke into the house that previously belonged to Post Malone, believing the rapper still lived there. They smashed the front window. They pistol whipped a resident who was living there
now. Oh my gosh.
Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's so unfortunate for the people that live there now.
One of the men, the robbers, was yelling, "Where's Post Malone?"
And the people probably like, "What?
Who?
Post what?"
Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, Post Malone, dodged a plane crash. Remember that his tires popped? They had to land the plane. Then got in a bad car wreck and walked away from it. Yeah. And now moved out of his house just in time. And he's got the number one song this week with this song right here on
Lives.
Pop. Yeah. Speaking of number one songs, it's now time for Tuesday's Top 5 by my co-host Amy. And these are the top 5 songs in country music. And Amy will sing them. At number 5, Russell Dickerson, Blue Tacoma. Go ahead.
When you see my blue Tacoma.
You don't know that one?
I do, but I have to hear it.
Oh.
Blue Tacoma, California.
At number 4, Dylan Scott, Hooked. Here you go.
I'm hooked on kissing
and loving you. I'm hooked on you calling and loving on me. I'm hooked.
I'm like giving you help on the top 3. At number 3, Thomas Rhett, Life Changes.
Ain't it funny how life changes? One day you're sitting in a college dorm room. Next thing, your CD's at Walmart.
Number 2, Old Dominion, Hotel Key.
She kept the hotel key. Kept it in a purse so that it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the... No. And that night...
No, you're the only thing you can get. Your number one song in country music this week from Luke Bryan.
Sunrise. Oh, sunburn. Sunset. Repeat.
There you go. Thank you very much, Aim. You nailed that. Those are your top 5 songs.
I'm disappointed about Hotel Key. That's my jam.
It is your jam. Bobby Bone, come on. Yeah, this is a good one. The Mississippi homecoming queen. She wins the crown. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She also kicked a game-winning field goal.
Thanks to Kaylee, the team beat George County Rebels 13-12. She's surprised at the reaction.
I really am. I was just going out there to kick an extra point, and now here we are. They don't really, like, treat me any differently other than I don't go in the locker room.
How about that one?
I love that.
Yeah, me too. So that was in the news.
Congrats to her.
Why are you being a hater?
No, I'm not. Is there any hater in my voice?
Yes, hater in the voice?
Yes, there is.
A little bit, you did.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, today's the 17th anniversary of 9/11, and we'll tell our personal stories later. But I was reading a story about some of the celebrities that had some stories. For example, Mark Wahlberg. He was supposed to board American Airlines Flight 11. Instead, he was invited to attend a film festival last minute and decided, okay, well, I'm going to charter a jet instead. And that obviously is one of the planes.
Wow.
And then he got into some crap later because he said if he had been on the plane, he would have stopped the attacks from happening, which is not the thing to say.
No, definitely not.
He later apologized, but that's one of them. Seth MacFarlane was supposed to board that flight. He had been out drinking the night before, and Seth MacFarlane's the creator of Family Guy. He'd been out drinking, and he was late. He was drunk. He had drank so much. And so he was late, got there 10 minutes late. He went to the passenger lounge to sleep off the fact that he had too much to drink. He woke up, and everybody was screaming.
That's so crazy. I mean, that's just crazy to think about, like, to know that. I mean, that's something so obvious that's happening. It's all over the news, and you just have to look at your boarding ticket and know that you were one incident in your life away from being on that plane.
Rob Lowe flew with the hijackers on their dry run, performed 11 days before September 11th, because they knew what plane those guys had went on before.
Oh, really?
And he was on that flight.
What?
He said, quote, I flew with the 9/11 hijackers on the dry run without realizing it. I was shooting the West Wing in D.C. at the time, and I always took the flight that leads Dulles to L.A. that they eventually crashed into the Pentagon.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So, yeah, we'll be acknowledging that. And then also let me say to anyone out there who is a first responder, and we appreciate you, because at any time something could happen and they got to rush in just like they did there. Their life is constantly being ready to put their life on the line. So
I know, I think about those days, and they probably went to work that day like they normally do, got dressed, left their family just like any other day, and then, oof.
Yeah. So we'll get into that more later.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Mitch and Ann Smith own a 32-acre farm down in Mississippi. They're pea farmers, and for the last 10 years, they designate 3 acres of that land for free peas. So anybody that can't afford the peas, they just come, and they can pick as many peas as they want. And if you're an elderly person, the outside is for you. They leave those so you don't have to go far into the peas to get peas if you're elderly.
Well, I wonder, we talked about this, and we have many times about you, if someone offers something free, you go take it anyway. If you live by the pea farm, would you go take free peas even though you didn't need them?
Yeah, it says free to the community. I'm part of their community, so I'll get free peas. But I got to be honest with you, peas are kind of gross. I don't like peas. Oh. Peas are disgusting.
What are you for?
You guys like peas?
I love peas.
Oh, man, I pick around peas. If they're in any dish I eat, they're out.
Amy, you like peas?
I mean, I don't mind them. I like them in, like, stir fry.
You like avocado toast with peas on it? Pea toast? You ever had pea toast?
I mean, I'd try it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for them. Good for them. Good for that farm. Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know you could roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans with 5.89% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today and get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Go to LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, good morning, and every morning at this time, Amy tells a really corny joke, and here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call it when prisoners take their own mugshots?
What do you call... She's already laughing, guys.
Oh, boy.
Could be good.
Oh, boy.
Amy started laughing as she was telling... Okay. What do you call it when prisoners take their own mugshots?
Yeah. Selfies.
Oh.
Like a gel cell? Selfies?
Oh, got it.
Selfies.
I mean.
That was the morning corny.
She loved that one.
Kind of have to look at that on paper, huh?
Is that, well, maybe that's why, because I'm looking at it.
Meh.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. It's now time for the baby changing off. And let's bring in our contestants.
Yeah, in the blue corner.
In the blue corner.
Yeah.
With the brand new newborn baby.
Woo.
He's been a member of the show the longest.
Woo.
Give it up for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Standing over by him.
Red corner.
They're in the red corner. The oldest member of our show.
Okay.
He's got two sons, 10 and 5. And he claims he can change a baby's diaper super fast.
Yeah.
Although he never really did it much as a dad.
No,
he
did it like 5 times.
Give it up for Producer Eddie!
Yeah!
All right, Lunchbox versus Eddie. They have two baby dolls in front of them. And so you each have a diaper beside you.
Yes.
Oh, Lunchbox baby's talking. Oh, now they're both the babies are talking.
Oh, my gosh.
So, here's the option. Now, there is a prize here. You can either win $40 cash.
Yeah!
Okay, I like it.
Or I will donate $50 in charity.
All right. So,
we shall decide what
love
you want.
About
that one.
Okay. So, it's up to you. So, Lunchbox has got a baby. Eddie's got a baby.
Yeah, I got a baby.
Bones, how are you going to judge this?
As soon as your baby's completely wrapped in diaper, just slam it on the table.
Okay.
That, just like you would do in real life.
Yeah.
And that means the baby's done.
Yes.
And Amy will check it. Now, if the baby's not done up to Amy's standards, the other person should keep diapering because your baby could actually win.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And she's going to be judging neatness.
She will be judging if the diaper is complete.
Yeah, you can't have room for leakage.
Love it.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's got to be a complete diaper.
But don't go too tight because you can cut off circulation. The legs. I'm telling you, I've done it.
Lunchbox has got a brand new baby. He's done it. He's cut the circulation off many times. All right, ready.
Ready.
All right.
Now.
Lunchbox, got the diapers. We got Pampers here.
What are you doing?
Are you going into the bag?
When I change a diaper, I got to go in the bag.
You both got to go into the bag. Here
Don't
we go.
Fight that bag.
Hands on the table.
Here we go.
Both of your hands flat on the table.
Oh, okay.
Not in you.
In three. Two, one. And there we go.
Got it.
They both reached into the diaper. Eddie's got the lead right now. Is it Eddie got a good hand? Oh, Eddie's rapping.
Uh-oh.
Lunchbox is going around. Lunchbox is struggling right now.
Yeah, diaper's really big.
Eddie slammed the baby down. Eddie slammed. Lunchbox is still struggling.
Hey, I'm like a roper. I did it and just boom.
Yeah, you did. Now, Amy, inspect the baby and let's see. Lunchbox is still. Okay, now lunch is done. All right.
Oh.
Amy, check the diaper.
What do you think, Amy?
Here. There's room for circulation.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the finger test, you know?
Check it. How close is it to the butt? Is there leakage? It looks like a little low where it can come out the bottom.
No, I actually feel like, Eddie did a good job.
Yeah, Amy!
Eddie came in at 8 seconds strong.
8 seconds, dude, like a bull rider.
Like a bull rider! Yes, Amy.
Can I say that I have evaluated Lunchboxes, though?
Yes, go ahead. And he took his time, 14 seconds.
And it's better.
Thank you! That is what I'm talking about!
But it's a speed test.
I'm just giving you props. Eddie beat you, and it's doable, but you do have mad diaper-making skills.
Amy, who is the winner? Producer Eddie, who videos our videos?
Come on,
or Lunchbox, who lunchboxes our lunchboxes?
Because,
come on.
Because it is based on time.
Yes.
Oh, come on!
Come on, Amy.
Eddie is the winner.
There he is! Eduardo,
hey, this chose it. I've always known how to change a diaper. I just chose not to act dumb and not change it.
Mm. Listen, I think Lunchbox messed up by making them grab out of the...
Well, Eddie got ahead. No, no, we're done with the game. Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah, thanks, Bones.
Now, you get to choose. You get $40 in cash for or you get to donate $50 to a charity.
I could use $40.
Do what your heart says. Do what your heart says. Go ahead.
Give me the $40.
He wants...
Yeah! I didn't know the same thing, Eddie.
I know.
Here he goes. Wow, you could have helped out.
Do what your heart says.
All right. Now gave him the money. There he is. You take your money. That video will be up at BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Some listeners irritated with me yesterday because I didn't share enough Miss America stories. I didn't know that anybody cared. But I went and I judged Miss America. I was one of the 7 judges, and it was fantastic. I had to go through 9 hours of Miss America boot camp to learn all about it. And what it was, I had to watch... One part of it was I had to watch the 15 finalists speak for 10 minutes each. That's a lot of videos. So I didn't pick the top 15. I wasn't in that process. There were preliminary judges. So they announced the top 15 at the beginning of the show. I had nothing to do with that. Or Miss Arkansas would have been in there. And Miss Texas and Miss Tennessee. And none of them were. Because those are my places. Mm-hmm. They weren't. But then when I got to top 15, I was a good judge. Like, I really tried hard to be a good judge. I'm going to tell you the part that, I don't know if I should share this or not. I had to fight back some bias. Which I think is normal for humans. It shouldn't get me in trouble because I felt like I combated it properly. But when people would do rich person things, I was like, you're ballet dancing. You must be rich. And I grew up very poor. And I had to go, you can't do that, Bobby. So I felt like I was a good judge because even though my heart took me somewhere where, because I always resented people that have money.
Can I give you a little example?
Go ahead.
Because, I would look at something like ice skating as being a rich person sport if you're doing it as a child. But we learned during that Nancy Kerrigan movie that her mom, they didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, it was a Tonya Harding movie.
Nancy Kerrigan was in the movie. Tonya Harding.
Nancy was rich.
But her story was, people can sacrifice things to give their kids, something that seems fancy.
It wasn't fair of me to think that, but I was aware enough to know that.
Yeah. Okay, good for you.
And so the girl that won was an opera singer, and apparently I was on camera doing this.
Oh, I saw that.
They told me don't make any facial expressions because you can't show unequal, expression to one, not to the other.
Oh.
I was the worst at that because after they'd finish, I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was funny to watch.
And people kept taking pictures, and I got warned. And then I just kept doing it because it was natural. And I only got there because I'm me.
Yeah, this is true.
So I just kept being me. I should never. What do I have credentials to do anyway? So anyway, I go up, and the other judges. I want to tell you some stories. So Carney Wilson was one of the judges. And we became friends throughout the day. She's in Wilson Phillips. She has this song.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby,
they wanna think that make you cry. And I
said,
we even sat together at the table. And I could not stop singing it around her. That song stayed in my head. Even without meaning to, I'd be like, just not even knowing. Someday somebody's going to. And she would look at me and I would go like, yeah, I should not do that, huh? And she was super cool. She was really one of my favorite people. But I probably sang it all day because I would just look at her and something would trigger my brain. And I would just start going, someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. And then I started asking her about it because she sings the low part. She didn't sing the lead in that song.
Mm-hmm.
She sings the low part. But she was really cool, and I was really annoying with that. I could not stop singing it.
Hey, did you ask her about her dad?
I did not, but she brought up her dad at one point. Yeah, because her dad is from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson. So,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her dad.
Oh.
She did. She had mentioned something about
it. That's cool.
Yeah. So that happened. Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Yes.
I really felt like he was going to come in and be cooler than everyone. Because he's Randy Jackson.
And he says dog.
Yeah.
He was the nicest human maybe I've ever met. Not even celebrity-wise.
Really?
Up there with Amy as far as the nicest. Yeah.
Wow.
Amy and Randy Jackson. I'm telling you, he was so awesome. We would just talk about he loves country music and not even like the poser way where people go like, I love country music. Yeah, I love that Luke Bentley.
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up. But he was like, I love the new Brothers Osborne record. We're talking about tracks. They're talking about Eric Church.
That's so cool.
Randy Jackson was so nice. Mike D, wouldn't you agree?
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Wow.
There was no pretension, just a good dude. And so we were together 9 hours.
Yeah.
But even before the show started. So here's what would happen too, is that we'd watch these videos and you have to write questions down, what you want to ask them if they get to that section and they draw your name. So I got in trouble because my questions were too stupid.
Oh, no.
Well, and I was
there's no such thing as a stupid question.
I thought that too. But I thought, this is what happened. So someone would go and talk, and they'd talk about their platform, and I'd write a question about the platform. Like, how do you also plan to encourage female empowerment within, you know, XYZ? And then I would go, man, your teeth are so white. So I'd go, how'd you get your teeth so white? And I'd write that and send it off.
That's a funny question.
Oh, that's a good question.
And, but I could see how they thought maybe like that wasn't in there.
But I wasn't doing it. I really wanted to know, and I felt like America wants to know. Like, so I got in trouble for that. So Layla Ali, who was one of the judges. Now, she is Muhammad Ali's daughter. She's a female world champion boxer. And there's a lot of things about her that she's done in her career that's been awesome. And so she's pretty quiet, but she was nice when I would go up and talk to her. But I was talking to her, and I said, hey, Layla, I'm a huge fan. She was like, you are? And I said, yeah. And I think she thought I was going to go to the boxing world. And I said, remember that episode of the George Lopez show where you taught their son how to box? And she was like, yeah. I said, I love that episode. I watch it on Nick at Night all the time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
You got her.
I don't know if she liked it that much. Yeah.
I was going to say, what was her reaction?
Yeah, no, I don't know. That was the reason she wanted to be remembered. But I do believe that if you're a fan of someone, regardless, you should tell them. And that, to me, is what kind of bonded me to her. Amy's, well, I guess she's not your real friend.
No, I've never met her, but her name's Allie Webb, and she's the founder of The Dry Bar, which is a place where you can go get your hair blown out, and they're all over the country.
Like 120 locations?
Like, we have work events, and I don't travel with my hair stuff, like, I've gotten it done for work events with Bobby, where he's been busy off doing something. I've gone in Chicago, L.A., New York. Like, she's just an awesome entrepreneur, and I admire her.
That's my new best friend in
she's
life.
Cool?
The best. That's who I spent the most time with during the whole trip.
Yeah.
And Amy was so jealous.
I was geeking out.
I didn't know who she was, and she didn't know who I was. And when I first met her, I said, hey, can I take a picture of me and you so I can send it to my friend Amy? And she was like, yeah. We were the least famous people there by far because no one knew who we were. And so we kind of bonded over that.
Cool.
Then we went to Denny's afterward.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like my new best friend.
That's awesome.
So, and then, you know, we sat up there and we did the judging and we wrote the scores down and we really judged. Like, the person that I picked ended up winning.
Oh, really? You picked New York?
I gave her the highest score.
Wow.
I got, so they come to you and they draw a name out of a jar. Did you guys see me ask my question by any chance?
It's good.
And they were supposed to, you're just supposed to ask your question. But I was like, let me get a book plug in there too. And so, because it's like, come on, I have a microphone.
Of course.
It's all good. And so, yeah, here is my question on Miss America, and all my question said is, tell me about your biggest failure. That's all I'm supposed to say. But I know the camera's on me. What are they going to do? Turn it off?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, so I wrote my last book about failure and all the failures that I've been through, and I had a lot of friends share failures with me. I wonder what is your most challenging and difficult failure that you can share with us that you learned from?
Failure is a funny word because it implies defeat. And I have had many setbacks in my life, but I'm a firm believer that every setback is a setup for your comeback. And from every tribulation that I have faced, every rejection that I have had, I have used that to turn it into how to learn to be a better version of myself.
Thank you. What's
that? She didn't answer the question.
Right, because she didn't give you a specific failure. Mm-hmm. So does she know anything like that type of question is coming?
No. They know nothing.
That's an amazing answer for that.
Yeah, but they're elite at that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have docked her points because she just...
I didn't dock her, but I didn't rate her high.
She rephrased the question and just babbled for about 15 seconds and then...
And that's why I didn't give her a good score.
That's what they're trained to do, I
get that.
Yeah, some of them answer the question straight up. Oh. But it's tough. It's a tough question. It's supposed to be tough because you're in the elite of the most elite competition. And if they don't call it a pageant anymore, it's like a job interview. And it's a real job. It pays like six figures.
Wow.
And you go for it. Yeah, it's a real thing. So I found my experience enjoyable. Any questions that you guys had about the show?
Randy Jackson.
Yes, go ahead.
Get his number. Like
yes, I have his number. Dude, we traded cell phone number. He's like, call me anytime you want. Let's talk music.
Call.
No, I'm not calling
call.
Him right now.
Not right now.
It's too early in the morning. He lives in L.A. You're talking about 5 o'clock in the morning there.
What does Randy Jackson do?
Oh, a
He's
lot.
He's a producer,
he
right?
He manages like 8 artists.
Oh. Really?
He manages chefs. He produces records. He does so much. When he got brought into American Idol, he was the guy that you weren't supposed to know, but he had done so much because he used to play in the band for like Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston played bass. Like they brought him in as the expert, never to be a personality. He just turned into a personality.
Oh.
Oh, dude, genius in music. He was we were with Jesse James Decker, who I've become friends with too.
Oh, really?
And he was talking about music and he was having to judge those singers on Miss America, and he's like, I feel like this is American Idol again. And I'm not going to say who he thought was good and who didn't.
Yeah.
But it was pretty open. The whole place, the Miss America organization, was fantastic. They were just, it was great.
Is it something where judges go back again? Like, do you think you'd ever do it again? Or is it like, do they switch out judges every
year? It was a lot of work, and they didn't pay anything. And it was a Sunday night, so it hurt the show a bit where I was just exhausted yesterday. I don't know if I would do it again. I would host it next year. I think there's a shot I host it next year.
Yeah, real talk. The guy that was up there, like, you could do that job, right?
I don't care about him. I'm the girl that was doing
it. Oh, you wanted the girl job.
Yeah, and she did a good job, but I wanted to do the main job. I'm not trying to be a side person.
Oh, well, I just...
I'll be the side person.
I saw him. I was watching. I'm like, man,
you don't know
Bones
who that
could...
Is?
No, I don't know who that is. Yeah. I was like, Bones could kill that position right there.
Oh, well, you know how it is, dude. There you go.
Struggle, man.
Thank you. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. Bobby Bones, come on. Amy, you have two kids. Yeah, your son is...
8.
And your daughter is?
11.
And do you worry, because I was reading this story about bulletproof backpacks. Even cross your mind at all?
I mean, I certainly haven't thought about buying them one, but I've seen that they're available in the news. I don't know. How much are they?
Well, mostly it's an insert. So you have a backpack that has an insert spot in it, then you have to buy the inserts. So they're about $200.
Oh, wow.
School officials in Wisconsin... They're the ones dealing with this now because they're going, I don't think this is the thing. Because some kids are showing up with them.
Yeah.
They cost about $200. The company also sells $800 protection vests for teachers.
Oh my goodness. Okay, wow. I mean, gosh, this just makes me think of school as like such a scary place. And of course, every time there's a shooting, we're reminded that it can be. But then a little bit of time goes by and you just kind of send your kids off to school like, okay. Yeah. They do shooting drills now at
school. They do?
Yes.
Wow.
Active
What's
shooter.
That drill? So your kids, what do? You know?
My kids aren't. They're not in a place to... explain to me what's really happening. I don't know if anybody else may better know, but I mean, they prepare for active shooter, what they would do, I guess, the scenario. Eddie may know.
My little one has something called a lollipop drill, and it's like they say, hey, there's lollipops in the restroom, and they all go to the restroom, and they file up. They don't say anything about being a shooter, but they all think they're going in there to get a treat.
And but they know what it is. It's a code word.
That's code word.
Wow. That's nutty.
I know.
Yeah.
Your kids, Amy, how's your kids' English? By the way, if you're new to the show, Amy has two kids, and they were adopted from Haiti at the first of the year.
Yep.
How's their English coming?
It's coming along. I know I went through a season, maybe like last week, where I was thinking their English was really awesome, but friends like Bobby and other people brought to my attention that I'm just getting better at understanding them.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely getting better, but we're bringing on extra tutoring, like starting next week, I think. So someone will come to our house twice a week or three times a week to work with them after school. It's a woman here that speaks
English.
Do
they like learning English, or they feel like they already know it all?
Oh, no. Well, they don't really know the tutor's coming, so they don't know more. They don't know more learning is coming, but there's so much more learning happening in their future right now because we realize like how behind we are. That I mean, it's about to get real. Yeah. There's no more like 2-hour bike rides and Netflix. Like my daughter's gonna be like, "What happened to Netflix?" I'm gonna be like, "Sorry, you need to know 5 times 5."
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This woman in California, her name's Char, she decided to donate a kidney. Now, it wasn't because she had a recipient in mind. Apparently, she had just seen a couple stories on the news about how people needed kidneys, and she wanted to do something kind for someone in need. And so she goes to the hospital, and they take both people in at the same time because they take the kidney out. And I'm not super familiar with the process of actually donating a kidney, but they're both in, and they let them meet each other, and it was her neighbor from two houses down. She had no idea.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's like a game show, like meet your kidney. It's like, oh, I know you. So, yeah, look at that. And so even Richard, the dude who was getting the kidney, thought he was getting it from a stranger. And whenever they went and met, they were like, wait, you live two houses down from me. And so now they're cool, obviously. They're like BFFs. You kind of have to be BFFs with them, right? If it gives you your kidney.
Oh, yeah, I think. And sometimes people end up getting married.
No, this person's really old, though. I mean, listen, what do I know? Yeah. They can still get married. Nothing wrong with whatever.
No ageism here.
Thought that was a pretty good story.
I love it.
She wanted to give a kidney, which was awesome. She gave it and then ended up being her neighbor. So there you go. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
September 11th attacks happened 17 years ago today. Got a couple artists talking about where they were. Here is Jake Owen talking about it.
My teacher putting up on the big screen, you know, that he's like, man, some idiot just flew his personal plane into a trade center. And as they talked more and more about it, we realized, no, that's not a personal plane. That was an airliner. And then next thing you know, you hear people, oh, another one's coming, another one's coming. And me and about 600 other students in that class were just dead silent watching it.
Here's Zach Brown talking about it.
And I realized that, you know, how fleeting that life can possibly be. And I realized on that day that I would never not do what I love to do every day of my life. And I quit school that day.
He quit school because he's like, I just got to live my life for how I want to live my life. I remember, so I'll tell my story. I was at Henderson State University in southern Arkansas. And I remember being in the school library on September 11th. And I was on the computer and I was probably on some sort of research. And so a librarian comes up to me and goes, hey, man, you may want to go check out the TV. Something just happened. And I was like, first of all, why is the librarian talking to me? Secondly, what? And so I thought it was so weird that a librarian would leave and start telling people something's up. So I walk over, and one by one, we start to gather around this very small TV in the corner of the library that met the student union. And the first plane had already hit. That's how that they knew. And then we kind of watched the second plane hit because the news was up. And, you know, it's wild to think, because now we've seen the news so many times, what we really saw versus what we've just seen over and over again.
Right.
But I do feel like we saw the second plane because they had the camera up. Mm-hmm. And we saw it. We were like, oh, and it didn't sink in what was really, really, really happening. And so, and then it just kind of all became a blur. We were going, and then you look back, and there were like 7 of us, then 27 of us. And then you look back, there were 200 people around, looking at all the TVs in the student union. And so we went to class, still not really knowing what was going on. And they were like, hey, we're not having class. And that's from going home watching TV, and it was nonstop. It was people, and I don't even want to really get into it so much because it makes me feel, makes me feel a bit lost again, because I felt very lost then. Like, what's happening? Where are we? What are these people supposed to do? Because they were jumping out of the buildings. Mm-hmm. And for just weeks, everyone was so sad. Everyone was so sad. And I remember watching the news clips of the firefighters covered in all the things, soot, dirt, just running towards the buildings, thinking, oh my God, like, thank goodness people are going in to try to help people. And a lot of them didn't make it out. And you know what? I think that's really where my appreciation stems, like my just deep appreciation for first responders. I think it all roots back to that, in me just going, wow, I can't believe people are actually just really going in to save people, risking their own lives, losing their own lives to save people. I think that's the root of just my deep, pure appreciation, because I don't have that. I don't have that gene of just, I got you. I would run. Like, I know me, I would run. And so that's where I was. I was at school. I was, it's probably 11th, sophomore in college. It's crazy. I just remember so vividly with the librarian coming over. You remember yours?
Yeah. I didn't have morning classes that day, so I never even made it to campus that day because school was canceled by the time my classes would have started. And I went over to my boyfriend's house, and I remember sitting down with his roommate, which was like a childhood friend of mine, known him forever, and we all just sat there and watched the TV, watched it unfold, and kind of waited for... I can't remember how long, like, campus was, I guess essentially they were calling it like a lockdown, you know, like no one was allowed to go. So we all just kind of had off and watched the news and then resumed classes shortly after. But it was a very somber feel.
Did it affect your husband in a way? Because, yeah, was he in the Air Force Academy at the time?
He had already graduated. He was at pilot training in Texas.
So he was in the military when
he
it
actually
happened.
Was taking his exam, his pilot training exam. So you go to the Air Force Academy, and then after that, you're in the Air Force, you say you want to be a pilot, they go pick out, okay, you get tested for what kind of plane are you going to fly? And so he was doing all that stuff, which was in South Texas.
So what did he say about it? Because he was in the military as it happened.
Yeah, so at that point, so he has been at, since 2001, he's been at war. I mean, in my mind, I'm like, there's not a year since 2001, I don't think, that he hasn't been in Afghanistan or the Middle East or Africa or something involving terrorist activity.
Lunchbox?
I was asleep in my apartment in San Antonio, and the phone keeps ringing. That's when I had a home phone. It kept ringing and ringing. Go to voicemail or answer machine, and then call back. And so finally, I get out of bed, and I answer it, and my roommate at the time, John, it was his girlfriend, Alicia, and she was like, hey, is John there? I said, no. She goes, well, you might want to go turn on the TV because something just happened at the World Trade Center. And so I hung up the phone, and I went and sat on the couch in the living room, and I just sat there and watched. And just watched the news coverage over and over. Both planes had already hit by the time I had woken up. And I just could not believe it. My roommate came home that day, John, and he went and met with a recruiter for the Marines. And he signed up for the Marines that summer.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, to all the first responders and all of our military, past and present and even future, you're listening right now, you're thinking about it, we appreciate you. We really, really do. I know we say it a lot. Sometimes I feel like we don't say it enough. Sometimes I feel like I say it so much, people just want to say, shut up, Bobby. But, you know, I think it's a good time to remember the people, first of all, that died and shouldn't have. And secondly, the people that went to help all the people. Like, there were so, from such an awful, awful situation, you saw people united and working together.
To go visit in New York at the 9/11 memorial that's now there, I've gone with my husband, and it's like one of the craziest feelings ever to just sit there and like look at all those names. Ugh. Yeah, if you ever have a chance to go, I mean, it's good to go and pay respect.
I know our show is usually pretty dopey, and we do funny stuff, but I felt like we should... We've talked about it a bit, but I wanted to talk and I'll tell our stories, and I'm sure you have your story, and I hope you share it with someone, and I hope maybe you do something good for somebody today. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just need a reason to remember that, hey, life ain't so bad. You know, it's actually pretty good. Pretty good for us right now. Us meaning you're listening right now, pretty good. Go help somebody out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, this woman that gave birth in her car, so nutty. This is her after she gave birth.
She had the baby. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. We just delivered a baby in the car. Oh my god. Mama, you did it. Oh my goodness. I can't believe that just happened. Wow.
No. The crazy part is the car is moving. He is driving to the hospital, the husband, and she is on her knees in the passenger seat, and she's like, you've got to pull over, and the baby comes out. There are kids in the back seat.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Texas, and it is unbelievable. She's on her knees facing the back of the car, and the baby just comes right out, and wow.
It is an intense video. We'll put it up at bobbybones.com. And on our Facebook page, at one point he says, hey, can you wait a couple minutes? Do you see that?
Yeah.
But that's not how it works, guys, on baby.
Sure doesn't.
Mm-mm. And that's not how it works. The mom actually catches the newborn as it's coming
yes,
out.
Yes, I'm telling you, she's on her knees, facing the back, and she's the one that does everything.
Well, yeah, he's driving.
He's
yeah.
like, hey, hold on a minute.
So you know kids always ask, like, where do babies come from?
Mm-hmm.
There's two kids in the back. Like, they got that lesson.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Let's go over to Morgan number two, who's our head of digital. She runs all our social media, our website, and she's 24 years old. What do 24-year-olds
care about? If you're a huge Hello Kitty fan, then this is for you.
Good, good.
The first Hello Kitty Grand Cafe opened in California.
So what is in the Hello Kitty Grand Cafe?
Well, Hello Kitty is a brand of stuffed animals and all these cool things, so the cafe is made up of Hello Kitty-themed items.
I had an ex-girlfriend who was fascinated with Hello Kitty. Just loved it. And I thought that was weird. But then we all love weird things, too. Around the room, what weird thing do you love? That people will be like, what? That's kind of weird. Lunchbox? We should all assign them to each other because we're all going, our things are weird. Lunchbox loves Teen Mom and all those MTV pregnancy shows.
Yeah.
Kids are pregnant. I'll do Amy. Amy is obsessed with like making her own deodorant out of chemicals in her plants in her backyard. She doesn't have a microwave.
Yeah.
All the weird.
What's wrong with that?
Granola stuff. Like, she's obsessed with
I'm like the non-hippiest hippie.
Yeah. That's Amy. What about me?
Bobby is obsessed with work.
No.
Really, his thing is
time.
Like, if you're not early, he just has this obsession with time and clocks.
Here's why.
Why?
Because if you can't do the little things right, like be on time somewhere, you can't do the big things right, like run a company. Or work for me.
Man, it is.
It's a pretty annoying.
But yes, I'm obsessed with it. There you go. Hey, Morgan, number two, thank you very much.
For sure.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm having a lot of difficulty throwing out old underwear.
Why?
I don't know. Amy, I'm going through my drawer, and I have underwear that I've had for 15 years. And I'm going, ooh, I don't know if I should throw those out. Like, I've just.
Do they fit just like right?
Some of them are a little big.
Oh.
But I've just had them for so long. I'm so loyal to my things. And they have holes in them. And I'm a Fruit of the Loom or a Hanes guy for the most part. And it just reminds me of like where I come from. You guys know, like, I keep a picture of my street sign from my hometown and my population 700. I have my grandma and my mom tattooed on my arm.
I feel like this is definitely deeper than just the underwear.
It is. Like, I've had these underwear. Yeah. Since I couldn't afford to pay rent in an apartment in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. Like, I know that's gross. I know that's gross, but I can't. I was having trouble. And I threw some of them out, but some of them I kept. And the bands are all broken.
So, what's wrong with keeping them, you know, just because? Just for
because
memory's
I shouldn't.
Sake.
I shouldn't.
Why?
I shouldn't.
Why not frame them, put them on the wall?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I heard? I heard you washed a pair of your jeans you wear all the time for the first time in a year.
Yeah, 1 year, 2 months. I bought them last July. And I had never washed them because they were my good pair of jeans. And you don't wash, I don't wash my clothes a lot because once you wash them, they get worn out and that's when you have to buy a new one. So I go as long as I can without washing them. So I went 1 year, 2 months without washing them. The other day I put them on and I could smell them. And I said,
that's so.
And to make sure that they were the jeans, I took them off and sniffed them, did the sniff test. And I was like, yeah, I need to wash these because sometimes it's hot outside, you sweat in them.
Okay, we don't need the details. Yeah,
one year, two months. Pretty good.
Did you ever put them in the freezer during that time?
No. I would just hang them back up in the closet or throw them on the ground, pick them up when I'd wear them the next time.
You just throw them on the ground.
All the time.
Do you still take your soccer clothes off after you play rec soccer, just throw them on the porch and leave them there and then put them on again?
Yeah. And I sniff my shin guards every time I put them on.
Ugh. Why?
I don't know. Sort of like every time you take off your socks, you sniff them.
No, I don't.
No, I don't think I ever have.
I don't either, really.
Every single time I take off socks, I smell them.
That's gross. Like
I don't know why.
That's gross.
That's normal.
So, anyways.
That's gross.
My jeans are now clean, so.
I don't feel so weird now with my underwear.
Yeah, you're definitely.
You're good with the underwear,
like, you're good. Yeah. Keep your underwear.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening? Thanks for hanging out with us all show long. We've talked about some stuff. Let me say this. I've been getting a little pushback about my Women in Country Music show.
Why?
I don't know. It's mostly, honest to God, white, male, middle-aged men who are so upset about me doing this show. Listen, I don't program music nationally. I don't even program music on the show. Sometimes I'll play songs I like. I'm not a music guy. Like me, I love music, but I didn't get into programming. I'm here to create content. I'm here to give back. I'm here to be funny, to be sad, to do things, to make people feel like that's what I'm here to do. And so when they made me a VP at the company, it was not to program music, but it was to create shows. So I said, hey, I have this show idea where we can take and highlight women in country music. Since I don't program nationally, I have no influence there. I can make a show and just make everybody have to play the show. So on the show, I play women in country music that have had huge hits in the past, to just remind people how good it is. Women that are on the chart now, to move them up the chart. So when it moves up the chart, other stations have to play them because they're too high up the chart. And then to introduce women. And then, I'm telling you, I'm getting some serious pushback.
Oh.
And some people are like, well, why don't you just make it all even anyway? And I'm like, I don't have the influence to do that. And no one does, because it's like 20 radio companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing, and I think they're all doing a bit better. And again, I speak out against my own all the time. And I do think everyone's doing a bit better, but there's a long way to go. But I'm getting some serious pushback. And I'm not going to stop. Like, I'm just not going to stop. You program directors out there, and not my, it's none of my people, it's other companies.
It's crazy. It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I will not stop doing the show. I will not stop highlighting women. And I hope that it does make things more equal. But you just can't go, things are equal now, we're just going to start. This is not the reality. It's not pragmatic to think that.
Mm-hmm.
It all of a sudden, someone's going to go. So what I've done is I've kind of kicked the bottom of the door in, going, we're about to come in. Me and all my, I'm not even a woman. I feel like a woman. I do, honestly.
I know.
But it's difficult. If I'm being completely transparent, it's been difficult for me because it's been very tumultuous over the past few weeks from men in country music. And not just radio programmers, but people in radio. It's been tough.
So have you responded to?
I sent a couple personal messages.
Yeah.
Honest and sincere. And like,
which I think is the best thing that you can do.
And said, hey, and some people were posting things without mentioning me, but it was like subtweeting me. And I'm like, hey, I know that's about me. Let's talk about this. Why you're upset about it. Because
mm-hmm.
I just believe that, as I say, lean into the uncomfortable and it makes it comfortable quicker. Meaning something doesn't feel good. If you just go ahead and lean into it and get it out of the way, it becomes comfortable much quicker. And it's got to get comfortable eventually anyway. So, but all I want to say is I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
If anything, I'll make it 2 hours long in 2019.
Ooh, show them.
Take that.
But I don't have the ability to program music on radio stations, even on this show. I can play music, but mostly the few songs that we do play are the biggest hits of the time. And then I break new artists. But that's all. I'm done. I'm off my horse. I'm going to go over to Amy and get her pile now.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I saw this headline and I just thought it was crazy. But the University of Alabama's football practice fields, they're near apartment complexes, and people who live there, they have it in their leases that they can't watch the practices. So if Alabama is practicing football, they cannot be on their patio, and they signed a contract. And if they're on the patio, they get, you know, probably fined or whatever. Isn't that crazy?
They get a demerit? That's crazy. I didn't know that.
When I saw the headline, I was like, there's no way this could be real. But it got me to click. And then I clicked and I read about it. And there were some tweets about it. And some of the football players were even commenting. They're like, who's Cedric? Is that somebody from University of Alabama?
Cedric?
Never mind.
The entertainer?
It looked like, well.
So let me say this about sports. There's a fantastic podcast called the Sore Losers Podcast.
Yes. Oh. Have y'all talked about this?
Lunchbox.
No.
No, I had no idea about
Eddie and Ray do. And they do it 4 days a week. I mean, it's sports. So if you're listening and you like sports, I would encourage you to search for The Sore Losers. It's really a good show. But I would like to say, too, that I hear that you guys try to get Tim Tebow and he turns you guys down.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Here's Raymundo. Raymundo from The Sore Losers.
Yeah, they kept saying, Bobby this. So Bobby's doing the interview. Bobby. And then I kind of had to tell him. It's actually the podcast that we do after the Bobby Bones Show. I said
no.
You had a lot of traveling you do. And I said we'd love to have Tim Tebow. And the lady said, that's cute. It's a podcast, but they respectfully declined.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You guys beat up by that?
I'm just finding out right now, but yeah. All right, Tebow, I'm not buying your new book.
I like Tim Tebow. I love Tim Tebow.
Dang, he's even doing book press.
I like him. I love him. What's more of him? I do. Yeah. I love Tim Tebow. He's a good story. I'll put him on. Can you get him on this show, Tim Tebow? I love to talk to him. Bring him in.
Yeah, and then
here?
He can stay afterwards for maybe 30 minutes, and then we can
talk about something. Yeah. Hey. All right, what else, Sam?
Okay, so heads
we'll
up.
Just trick him into it. You guys just ask him questions, and we'll edit it out of the show and put it in your podcast.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is good. So if you're looking for some extra cash, there's a company hiring someone to watch TV for $20 an hour starting this fall. You can hit up howtowatch.com, and you could get picked as the lucky applicant, the lucky candidate that gets chosen. Literally, all you have to do is watch. You get to watch 100 hours of TV starting this October across 8 different streaming platforms, and you get like $2,000.
Wow. Listen.
If you're into watching TV, you might as well get paid to do it.
Some of these jobs that they pay people to do, they must have 10,000 people apply for them. Yeah, what else you got?
But somebody gets lucky. I know. Could be one of our listeners.
Could be you. What else?
Okay, so speaking of watching TV, I don't know if you're a family that kind of has gravitated towards eating meals in front of the TV as a family, but I just wanted to remind you that try to have some meals around the table as a family because it is important to your kids' emotional and physical development. They'll likely eat healthier, so they're less likely to gain weight, and they're going to engage in conversation with you as a family. And I will say, as a new mom, the last 8 months, our life has been pretty hectic, but the time that the four of us, my husband, me, and my kids do sit down at the table, I swear to you, it's like our best nights ever.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like my own little experiment with this study that was done, is that if you can do it, try to find at least a day or two out of the week that y'all can gather around the table, because I think it's healthy.
Good.
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bone,
come on. Well, what a show today. I tell you, we had the baby diaper off between Lunchbox and Eddie.
Yeah.
Which was good. You should go back and listen to that on the podcast. We had a really fantastic game of Amy versus Lunchbox. We played a lot of verses today. Huh?
Yeah.
A lot of games against each other. I got to tell some more Miss America stories that I didn't tell the day before. I didn't think anybody cared, but yeah, pretty interesting. When I judge Miss America, just go back and search Bobby Bone Show on Demand. Love for you to check that out. Amy, what's up with you today? Here we are. It's a fine Tuesday.
Yeah, fine Tuesday. Just working out, working on the show of some, and then grab my kids from school and hang out with them. Work on their English.
Yeah.
Still trying to get that down. What about you?
I am headed to New York. I'll be working from New York tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Got a big announcement, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the worst kept secret in the world. That's the point. But that's all for now. That's it. That's all I can say for now. So yeah, that'll happen tomorrow. But hey, listen, thank you so much. There are 1,000 things you can listen to. We appreciate you listening to us. BobbyBones.com. Check it out. Everything we talk about should be up there in some form or fashion. Thank you. And see you tomorrow.